The senators working on a final version of a bill amending the tax on oil and gas today pressed the Parnell administration for reliable data justifying their proposed changes. Lawmakers don't have audited information to support the Parnell administration's claims about the law. Revenue Commissioner Brian Butcher told the Senate Finance Committee the data is difficult to retrieve.
We're dealing with years that companies have given the information to the department in the particular categories and subcategories that they have always done it, and it's not so easy to go after the fact and try to break it down into the kind of detail we would like.
The committee didn't want to hear of more delays in getting information relating to the oil taxes they're working on. The immediate questions concern the use of credits against taxes, specifically the incentives to encourage exploration. Co-chair Lyman Hoffman, a Democrat from Bethel, said he voted against the last tax change because information was lacking.
We're not talking about millions. We're talking about billions in the past, and we're talking about billions in the future. We need to be on top of this game, because those are our credits and we should know if they're working or not working, and it should be a very high priority.
And Bert Stedman, a Republican from Sitka, said the Senate's financial consultants have cautioned about the credits, saying they are too rich. He cites early estimates of work on existing fields that projected costs of about $60 million. He says that was off by about $2 billion.